It is Thursday, September 19th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters with 47 days until the presidential election. And the mainstream media finally has the foreign collusion election interference story that they have been craving for 8 years. They finally have it, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump announces that the FBI has reached out to him to let him know that Iran has been colluding with the Kamala Harris campaign to interfere in the 2024 presidential election. That's right. That's right. Finally, the foreign collusion election interference story that the mainstream media has been begging for, dying for, they finally have it. Now, will they hype it up as much as they have in the past? Will there be hearings? Will there be 24/7 news cycles? Will there be impeachments? Will there be calls for resignations and disqualifications? Not if the old rule applies. Hey, we found some foreign collusion. Was it a Democrat? Yes, not a story. Was it a Republican? Yes. Front page, back page, middle page, the lead, the close, the tease, everything. So we'll tell you what Donald Trump is saying. And then a strange story out of his rally in Arizona now, where people apparently were poisoned. It's a bit of a mystery now. We'll show you what's going on with that. Then we've got some clips from the Trump rally yesterday in New York, which was huge. And some stories that developed out of that as well. You've got top hedge fund managers. You've got top economy experts, financial experts, all warning that if Trump loses this election, the economy is going to collapse. Yeah, I mean, what we've seen now is like probably small potatoes to what could be. But, you know, Kamala Harris, she's not burdened by what could be, or how does it go? I'm not smart enough to understand. Then you've got a bunch of Diddy news. And this stuff is just crazy. You know, maybe it's just a human interest thing. Maybe it goes deeper than that. But it's kind of like that it's just that thing hiding in plain sight. And then, you know, Diddy he's famous and he's popular and he works with the Democrats and he's cool with Obama and it's all this stuff. And then you find out who he really was or who he's alleged to be. So we got a bunch of stuff on that. Quite shocking, you might say. And then there have been some actions going on with some votes in Congress, which is back in session. It looks like it might all just fail. I hope so. Shut down the government. What do I care? But actually shut it down. They do this like they fake this shutdown like it's nothing. The government's not going to shut down. What, the DMV is going to operate? I can't even get into the DMV anyway.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Presidential election. And we are really in the thick of it now. Last night, after Trump's huge rally in New York, we'll talk more about that. Is New York in play for Donald Trump? Well, I might say that he would or could win New York. Except I think the Democrats have the cheat and the rig job so down pat there that there's probably not a chance. But huge rally, multiple stories even develop out of the rally. And then he gets off stage. He also recorded with Greg Gutfeld. So he was on the Gutfeld show last night, which is now number one in late night comedy. And it's not even a network. It's Fox News, so it's cable. So he beats out all the network late night shows, even though he's behind the cable wall. So Trump went on with him. There were some interesting parts there. We'll play a couple of those. But he gets off the stage and he immediately posts this on his Truth Social account. Wow, just out. The FBI caught Iran spying on my campaign and giving all of the information to the Kamala Harris campaign. Therefore, she and her campaign were illegally spying on me. To be known as the Iran case, will Kamala resign in disgrace from politics? Will the communist left pick a new candidate to replace her? Now, I'm suspecting, obviously, Trump is being sarcastic here. I don't think the Democrats will replace Kamala Harris. It's the irony, it's the double standard, it's the whataboutism. And if anybody tries to play that game with you, oh, that's whataboutism, say, yeah, what about it? That's whataboutism. Yeah, so what about it? So I'm sure the FBI probably contacted Trump himself. Now the story is everywhere. But see, there's a big difference. The average American doesn't really seek out news and information like you do. The average American isn't listening to political talk shows like you do. The average American that might want to get some news may tune in to their favorite news network when they get home from work or when they're sitting around the dinner table or maybe in the morning. Might be the local, might be the networks. But it's a very passive consumption of news. And then you mix that with whatever propaganda that's forced into their consciousness with the push notifications and the stuff that goes to your phone. That's the average American experience when it comes to news consumption. So when I talk about this audience being in the 1%, the top 1%, or I guess you might say the 99th percentile, really, of the most informed people in the country, That's the truth. If you listen to this show, you're in the 99th percentile. You are in the top 1% when it comes to being politically informed with news and current events. So what's the irony here? What's the whataboutism? I'm watching the news last night, and I got them all pulled up. They're not even covering this. Now, granted, let's give it a night, because Trump didn't post this till late at night. In fact, guys, just pull up some of the Kill Trump media, NBC, ABC, CNN. Let's see their headlines. Let's see when they were published. So I'll give the primetime nightly news a pass, and I'll see. Let's see what they do tonight. Now, they wouldn't wait 24 hours if it was Trump, Russia. They'd be on it. They'd preempt everything that they already had. Guaranteed. So whatever show the Kill Trump media already had planned with the producers and the teleprompters and everything else, they would have preempted it. And it would have been all Trump. So most of these people just got their stories published. We're just looking at kind of the mainstream news press, which is just the internet now. Last night. So, okay, they didn't preempt whatever guests, whatever coverage, whatever stories they had. They didn't preempt it with this story. Now, if it was Trump, obviously they would have. So let's see what they do tonight. But you watch all the networks last night, you would have not even known about this. You would have never even heard about this. But again, you know, if it was Trump, Russia, or anybody, Trump, any country, you name it, everything would have been preempted, and it would have been the lead, it would have been the tease, and it would have been the close on every single show. They would have had new graphics made up. They'd have new little bugs even. You know, Trump Foreign Collusion Watch, day one. Would have been a whole thing. But see, I'm not going to hold my breath that the Kill Trump media even covers this tonight. They might mention it. They'll probably be forced to mention it. And they'll read off whatever statement that they're told to by the deep state, just so they can cover it, just so they can mention it, and then it'll just come and go. Do you think they'll treat this the same way they did Trump Russia? Do you think they'll lead with this? Do you think they'll make sure every single American knows that the Kamala Harris campaign was colluding with Iran to interfere in the 2024 election? Do you think they're going to force that story into the American consciousness? So they're already running coverage for this. You can see in the stories the crew is pulling up. They're already running coverage for this. It's not what it looks like. It's actually Trump that did it. Literally, that's what they said in the, I don't know, who published that one you pulled up? That was hilarious. It's actually Trump that did it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's Trump that's an Indian black woman. It was Rachel Maddow? Of course it was. Oh, and it was Huffington Post. Trump did not use hacked material in 2016. The difference is that WikiLeaks published material that was handed over to them, likely from Seth Rich, who was then murdered for it. A Democrat employee who was a Bernie Sanders supporter who was upset that they stole it from Sanders. So he showed all the corruption to WikiLeaks. It got published. They murdered Seth Rich. So that's not Trump colluding with anybody. That's Trump looking at what is now publicly available documents, having nothing to do with a hack. But okay, you tell your lies to your audience. So let's just see if this gets the same coverage. But I won't even get into too much of the collusion or interference aspect of this for now, because I kind of want to wait and see what the mainstream media does with this. Let's look at the spying angle. Remember, they spied on Donald Trump leading up to the 2016 election, and that came out. And first they said, and they published it in the New York Times, that Trump was wiretapped. And then Trump says, oh, they were tapping me. And then they change the headline and they say, oh, no, it never happened. Oh, yeah. Just pretend like you didn't publish the story that bragged about it. Oh, yeah, that never happened. That never happened. So, are they spying on Trump again? Are they using foreign intelligence agencies to spy on Trump? Now, let's even look at the larger picture here. Remember, it was Barack Obama that was very favorable to Iran with his foreign policy, so much to the extent where he gave them pallets of cash money. Hey, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. So again, I'm not even sitting here freaking out about, oh, Iran and the Kamala Harris campaign, it's interference, it's collusion. That's what they should be doing. That's what they should be doing, but they won't. And all these mainstream, and so that's why I'm waiting to see, all these mainstream outlets, the Harris campaign denied it. They wanted nothing to do with it. Oh, yeah. We all know how ethical Democrats are. I'm sure as a hypothetical, because Biden is in the White House or somewhere, somebody from the Democrats or working for the Biden administration is still running the country. Who, what, where, when? I don't know. Nobody seems to know. We do have a clip from Biden today, but so Iran, let's say hypothetically, Iran reaches out to the Biden administration or maybe the Kamala Harris campaign itself and says, hey, we've successfully got access into the Trump campaign, maybe some communications, what have you. This could be an advantage for you in the upcoming election. Would you like to see them? Maybe make a deal. And I'm sure the staunch integrity in the Democrat Party said, absolutely not. We will not be a part of this, and we will turn you over to the FBI and shut this down. And we will warn the Trump campaign. I'm sure with the moral compass of the Democrat Party, I'm sure with the high ethical standards of the Democrat Party, that's what happened. I'm sure it wasn't, golly gee, Iran. We certainly can't have anything to do with that. Boy, Iran, all these Trump communications and access into their campaign intelligence and polls and everything else. If you were to send it to some anonymous email address that we certainly don't have access to, we wouldn't be interested in that. Hypothetically. But aside from the story itself, it's such a premier example of the corruption of the mainstream media. It's such a premier example of the double standard in the mainstream media. And you watch. So they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to ignore this tonight, or they're going to make that claim that, wow, the Biden-Harris administration has such ethical standards that they refused insider information on the Trump campaign from Iran. Unlike Donald Trump with the Russians. Unlike Donald Trump with WikiLeaks. Trump took the hacked materials. Trump was the bad guy here. Trump. Oh. So that's how it's going to go. They're either going to completely ignore this, which if that's the case, then you know it's bad. If they completely, so they're probably kind of really feeling it out right now to see what's really going on. Probably in direct touch with the White House and the Kamala Harris campaign. Like, hey, how bad is this? Do we need damage control or is it like really bad? We need to just not even talk about it. So they're probably getting their feelers out, deciding how this is going to go. And then all the kill Trump media will have the same thing. So if they ignore it, then folks, that's serious. Then they were probably really colluding consciously. If they completely ignore this, then they were probably consciously colluding and it's a huge, huge scandal, huge conspiracy. If they cover it and then they do the twist and blame it on Trump, then, you know, maybe there was something there. There was probably some efforts, but it didn't really materialize. Or there was just nothing there for them to gain anyway. So they just, you know, it was just Iran trying to make a play for power. But that's what it is. One of two things. Either they completely ignore it, which means it's bad. Or they spin it and say, no, it was Trump. So based off of that, that'll kind of be how I decide how serious this really is. But I suspect it'll actually be the latter. I suspect the Kill Trump media will go on air tonight and they'll talk about the ethical integrity of the Democrat Party that refused foreign interference in an election. And they'll highlight the moral standards of the Democrats and how that's on the ballot this election. And then they'll say, but it was Trump. It was Trump and Russia. It was Trump and WikiLeaks. Trump did this. Oh. My guess is that's probably going to be how this one goes. But just kind of removing all of that noise and getting back to the bottom line. They make up Trump-Russia collusion. They make up Russian interference. Not just like a turn of phrase, they made it up. I mean, literally, the Clinton campaign was funding the Steele dossier. I mean, literally, D.C. operatives were framing people like George Papadopoulos. So they literally created it. They did the Russian collusion to interfere in the election, not Trump. And then what'd they do? They blamed it on Trump. But then it was their main story. They tried to impeach him over it, and the rest is history. But, oh, let's just see how they cover this Iran story. Let's just wait and see. And maybe they want to mention how friendly Barack Obama was with Iran. Maybe they want to mention that. I think Iran was probably making a power play. Maybe they had access to Trump stuff. Maybe they didn't. But certainly they're just trying to get influence over D.C. because of what's going on with Israel. That's probably my guess. So we shall see. We shall see how they want to treat this story tonight. But here's a stunner. Listen to this report after Trump's rally in Tucson, Arizona. What the hell happened? Clip one.
This is where thousands of people came out to hear former President Donald Trump speak last week. There was a group of 48 people allowed to sit on stage behind Trump throughout the event. They were split into two groups on each side of the stage. One side seemed to walk away without any issues, but multiple people seated near each other on the other side tell me that they had to go to the emergency room after they left the event. Here tonight, for the first time, the Trump campaign is confirming that they're investigating this situation.
No taxes on Social Security benefits for our seniors.
More than 2,000 people filled up the Tucson Music Hall Thursday to hear Donald Trump's first speech in Tucson this campaign as Election Day nears. Some of his biggest supporters were allowed to sit behind him on stage, supporters like Myra Rodriguez, a former director of Planned Parenthood with a notable shift to being pro-life. In 2016, she sat behind presidential candidate Hillary Clinton on stage at an event. Now she supports Donald Trump. She enjoyed the rally, but once she left, everything changed.
As soon as we left and I stepped outside, I started feeling like my eyes were burning.
At first, she thought it might be allergies. She lives near Phoenix. By the time she got home, it was so bad she decided to go to the emergency room.
The emergency room staff keeps saying, you know, from the triage nurse to the PA, and are you sure you don't get spray anything? Your symptoms look like you were spray something.
The News 4 Tucson investigators spoke to her the morning after the rally, Friday last week. That morning, she was nearly blind.
I can't see anything. When I try to open my eyes, it's like a white blood cover. It hurts. It hurts a lot to open my eyes. I mean, I have this cold cloth that I put on and I take off all the time. But this is horrible.
She says the doctors weren't able to determine what exactly caused it. Her initial thought of allergies went out the window when she heard from several others seated next to her at the rally that also ended up seeking medical attention with the same symptoms.
Kept getting worse and worse. My eyes started watering a lot. My nose started running. Then I started feeling my face get really flushed. And then my neck felt like it was on fire. And it just progressed from there.
This Tucson woman, who doesn't want to be identified, was seated in the same area behind Trump with her brother. Both walked away with eye injuries and sought medical attention.
I was all focused on my eyes. I mean, my eyes were red like hell. You know what I mean? It's like, unbearable. I couldn't handle it.
Whatever caused it seems to be isolated to the group seated on stage right. Former Congressional District 6 candidate Kathleen Wynne was seated on the opposite side of the stage and says she and everyone she knows seated near her walked away without any issues.
We hope that there's no nefarious actors in this and that this is not a strategic hit for those that are supporting Donald Trump.
Myra reported her injuries to the Trump campaign and says she was told it was being investigated. Myra feels it's crucial for people to be made aware of what happened and what could have caused her injuries.
Obviously, what I would like, it's an investigation, right? That whoever, that this does not get away with it.
All right, so there you go. Mysterious illness strikes 20 Trump supporters at Arizona rally. They were on the stage behind Trump to his right. Doctors are talking about this. They think, oh, maybe it was a strange light. Look, I sit in front of studio lights 3 hours a day plus, and it does irritate your eyes. No doubt about it. I kind of hate it, to be honest. I kind of hate television studios. I prefer radio studios. This is not from light. I don't see how that could be from light. And they're saying, well, maybe there was something in the AC or the vent that was blowing on them. Let's just be reasonable. So it's a mystery. And now people are, of course, is it Havana syndrome? Was there something else? Did somebody maybe even in there have something they were trying to hit Trump with? So there is an investigation ongoing. Who knows at this point? Everything's so strange. They got people making sniper's nest at golf courses 12 hours before Trump goes out for a round of golf that was off record. So, I mean, you really just can't take anything at face value anymore, unfortunately. There'll be more hits on Trump.
Lay down your arms, you damn rebels!
We are not descended from fearful men. Think about that. All the liberties and freedoms and the incredible prosperity we've had in America is because our ancestors were recognized the world over when historians from China and Europe and you name it came here and wrote books 250 years ago, 150 years ago, 60 years ago. They marveled even 30 years ago at the ingenuity and the strength and the will and the wild, wild west attitude of the American people. Everywhere else had hegemonic royalty and empires and dynasties that didn't like competition and kept their thumb firmly on the people. America wasn't perfect by a long shot, but compared to the rest of the world, we were the best house in a bad neighborhood. And that's what InfoWars is about, exposing the globalists, the BlackRocks, the central banks, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, who literally, in their own publications, admit they want to destroy the idea of America and Christianity in the West so the world has nothing to aspire to and descends into globalist tyranny. They have to erase our culture. And InfoWars is about rediscovering that culture and having a 2.0 Americana and stopping the globalists in every operation they launch against us. So we're announcing something very, very exciting so that you can fight the info war in the third dimension, on the ground, not just cyberspace, meet like-minded people, and keep this broadcast on the air, and hopefully even expand it. We've launched thealexjonesstore.com. There are over 40 now amazing t-shirt designs that are extremely popular, designed by one of the top Patriot apparel producers in the country. Over 30 ball caps as well, and a lot of new items, collectible knives, high-quality supplements. They're all on the way as well. So if you want to keep the transmission on the air, and you want to get incredible t-shirts, designs, new ones coming out every few days, they're limited edition, then go to thealexjonesstore.com. And when you go there, put your email in for free. Don't have to buy anything. You get put in a raffle for $10,000 free cash. Every few months, there's going to be a new big giveaway, a sweepstakes, and 138,000 monster incredible Dodge truck, which experts say right now is the baddest, coolest, most powerful truck on the market. That's $138,000 value with $10,000. That's $140,000+ value right there. And every time you buy a product, a t-shirt, bumper stickers, 1776 bracelets that are super inexpensive, you get entered 5 to 10 times depending on the day you go and purchase products into the raffle. But that's fun and great to do, and it's exciting. But the real issue here is keeping the operation on the air and wearing your colors loud and proud. I'm telling you, when you wear these shirts out in public, you will meet the Patriots. It is amazing. The left's so stupid, they don't even know what most of these shirts mean. So now let me real fast just show you some of the best-selling designs at thealexjonesstore.com. But be sure and go there, because there's a bunch of designs I'm not going to show you, and more are getting added all the time. This is already a very popular shirt. I've not just seen this online. I've seen people wearing this in Austin, Texas, in New York City, or a similar shirt. So, Alex Jones is my spirit animal. This is a great conversational piece. It'll also trigger libtards. Get your limited edition shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You can do all of this and more, but patriotic New Yorkers must get your asses out to vote. Gotta get up. Gotta get up. Harry, get up, Harry. Harry, get your fat ass out of the couch. You're gonna vote for Trump today, Harry. Get up, Harry. Come on, let's go. Let's go, Harry.
You have a fat Harry in your life? Let's go, Harry. Your big fat ass needs to vote for Trump. All right, so Trump having some fun last night on the stage. Now, just take a look at this crowd shot in clip number 4. Again, remember, they want to talk about Harris rally size all the time. Well, look at this. Look at this epic shot. 16,000 strong in the arena. That's pretty epic. And notice they don't have to block the upper bowls like they do for the Harris campaign so that it looks full. All seats are open. They filled the arena. That was in New York. So they want to talk about Harris crowd size. Harris crowd size. They're not really talking about it anymore, are they? No. But they don't want to talk about Trump crowd size for 8 years now. By the way, there's some data coming out. We're going to look more into this. Not just the Harris campaign busing people in the states for these events, but apparently busing people across state lines to get into these events, and people that are attending nearly every rally with just, you know, geo-tracking data that you can purchase. It looks like a lot of the attendees are the same people going to every rally. But so Oh, Harris rally size. Harris rally size. Hey, Trump rally size? Let's just not talk about rally sizes anymore, actually. Let's just not do this. Now, last week, there's a young boy who has a rare brain disorder. His name is Liam. He got a message, a letter signed by Donald Trump. By the way, was that outside of the rally, guys, that you were showing there on the screen? Oh, that's the Kamala buses? Kamala? I'm not convinced either way. Yeah. So they were just showing the Kamala buses there. I mean, lines of them. It's like, I've never seen more buses in my life. It's like when the F1 race comes to Austin, there's no parking, so there's just like teams of buses, like by the hundreds, you just see bus. That's like going to a Harris rally, because nobody's from there. But no, you know what, since we're on that, no, look at Trump. So he was at the bar, the Magic School Bus, the Magic Kamala School Bus. So he was at the bar. Remember, he purchased the burgers. Apparently yesterday was International Burger Day, too. So he purchased the Bitcoin burgers, first president ever with a crypto transaction. He's leaving that pub to head to the rally. Look at the streets of New York City in clip 25. Look at the streets for Trump's motorcade. I mean, folks, what else have you ever seen like this? The only things I've ever seen like this, because this doesn't really happen like for rock stars or anything like that anymore. Maybe like old school rock stars, you might see this, like the Beatles or Elvis or like maybe Led Zeppelin or something. But way back in the day, you don't really see this anymore. And I mean, I've seen a couple times where you'll see the band leaving in their tour bus, and there might be a couple hundred. I mean, that's unreal. That's thousands of people lined up in the streets cheering on Donald Trump when his motorcade leaves the pub to head to his rally. I've never seen anything like that except when they do championship parades. Or I saw it one time when Pope John Paul, I was just a kid, but I remember Pope John Paul came through St. Louis and he did a little parade. And it was the same thing. People lined up on the streets just to get a wave from the Pope. That's the only times I've ever seen anything like that. So, I mean, this is rock star level, popular level, no other president has ever had. Nobody. It's not even close. I mean, that's incredible stuff, folks. That's history right there. You don't see that for no one else. I don't know anyone else that can get that. But so getting back to this young boy, 8 years old, rare brain disorder, Trump writes him a letter, signs it. His parents are filming it, and it went totally viral. And the kid, you know, gets emotional. He's a big Trump supporter, wears the Trump hats. And so it just becomes a viral, touching video when he gets that letter. Well, he was invited to the rally, and before Trump went on stage, he decided to pay that young boy a visit, probably made his year, probably one of the coolest moments of his life. His parents were right there. So here's Trump visiting him, a young boy with a rare brain disorder. You probably saw the video of him opening up the letter from Trump. He delivers a gift. A hand delivery of a gift here in clip two.
I'm supposed to be on that stage, but that doesn't matter. Because I got you the best president you'll ever have. This is the best president you'll ever have. How are you, Bob?
Very good.
Hi, Mom. Okay, honey, this is yours. And in there is real good stuff. Okay?
So beautiful.
Thank you.
See, look at that. One of these great photographers. We're going to have that picture of a life, okay? You and I. Is he going to come out and watch me?
Of course.
Because I left the stage in order to come and say hello to him.
Especially you
are. Okay, honey. So beautiful. So you take care of Mom and Dad? Because that's your sister, right?
scare of us with a lot of gray hair.
So why don't you do this? Take care of yourselves. Okay, I'm going to go right after
you.
Take care of yourself, honey, okay? I wish I looked like that. If I looked like that, I'd be president.
So they don't show you that on the hate Trump, kill Trump media. No, that's about as real as it gets. So Trump was busy yesterday. He did the pub Bitcoin burger event. Then he did the rally. I think he probably did Gutfeld maybe that morning they recorded. It was definitely pre-recorded. Some interesting clips from Gutfeld. Here's one where he talks about people in the military he's talked to that talk about UFOs, and so he mentions that in clip five.
Down in here.
Are there aliens at Area 51?
You know, I'll tell you, it's a funny thing, because I think that might be a question that I get more than any question. It is the craziest thing. So we have that so-called area. They consider it like a sacred area. Mm-hmm. And I will say this. I don't think I'm a believer, but I've interviewed pilots that look, I like Tom Cruise, but better than Tom Cruise. The blonde crew cuts, the whole, and this, yes, sir. And they were in the Oval Office, three or four pilots. These are not people that make up stories. These are, they said, all I know, sir, is there was a round object that was going four times faster than my F-22, which is a very fast plane. And it wasn't, you know, it shouldn't have been. It was round, sir. They have seen, I mean, four or five guys I've interviewed, solid people, great pilots for the U.S. Air Force, etc. They've seen things that they cannot explain.
Follow-up
so
question.
Also a maybe.
Follow-up question, Mr.
Maybe.
President. Follow-up.
Yes.
If, in fact, there are aliens, would you be willing to put tariffs on them to help us with the economy?
Yes.
They're not just going to fly down in.
Now, an F-22 goes, I think, about top speed, like 1,500 miles per hour. So you're talking multi-thousand mile per hour UFOs that they're talking about. And, you know, some of this stuff has been leaked or declassified to the public and talked about, too. So it's really hard to even, I mean, how do you respond to that? It's UFOs. Is it alien technology? Is it something else? Secret government technology? Foreign government technology? But there are so many eyewitness accounts and now declassified files that there's something up there. There's definitely something going on. Now, I'm not necessarily I don't really talk about aliens or extraterrestrial life from other planets, but certainly there could be an explanation for why these objects are being captured and why pilots are seeing them. But isn't it strange? I mean, we're talking about, I mean, aside from archaeological discoveries, we're talking about, this is some of the most significant stuff. Foreign objects or UFOs defying the laws of physics or aerospace technology that we know of. And it's just kind of like, yeah, it's out there, but, you know, we just don't really talk about it. And that's pretty crazy stuff. That's pretty heavy stuff. All right. A couple other things here with the Trump rallies. Now, maybe not so serious stuff here, or maybe serious stuff. I don't know. Do you remember that lady that flashed the Portal Gate live stream in New York City and they eventually had to shut it down? Well, she's back. She was at the Trump rally in New York and she decided to let the girls back out, you might say. And so she's getting a lot of backlash. OnlyFans model. I guess this is what, I don't know what, it's like a whole thing unto of itself. I guess it's like a polite way of saying internet hooker, whatever. OnlyFans model Ava Luis, who flashed New York City Pirtle, whips him out for Trump at Long Island rally. She got kicked out of the rally. I believe she's been banned from going to rallies anymore. And she claims that she's raising money and giving it to the Trump campaign with her online subscription money. That's what she's claiming here in a, let's say, a tease for Trump campaign. So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? So she's using her promiscuity to fund Trump's campaign. She says, I'm an entrepreneur and a capitalist, just like Donald Trump. Okay. So that's a new one. Didn't see that one coming. Did anyone have that one on their 2024 bingo card? Tease for Trump fundraising? Didn't have that one. Didn't see that one coming. Do you think she'll sneak into another one? Because apparently she's been banned. She's not allowed back, obviously. I wonder if she'll try to sneak into another one. By the way, talking of sneaking in, speaking of sneaking in, if you want to wear a Trump hat to at least an Arizona Cardinals football game, I don't know if this rule applies anywhere else, but apparently it does at an Arizona Cardinals game. If you want to wear a Trump hat to an Arizona Cardinals game, apparently you're going to have to sneak it in because that's considered contraband. Listen to this decades-long season ticket holder who was rejected because she had a Trump hat in clip 8.
She wasn't allowed to wear her Make America Great Again hat, MAGA, inside State Farm Stadium.
The Cardinals are responding, saying that one security guard did not follow policies.
12 News journalist Sean Rice sat down with the woman to get a better understanding of what happened at the Cards opener.
Hey there, Mark and Karibi. As today I spoke with Susan Rosener. She has been a season ticket holder for nearly three decades, going to Cardinals games with her and her husband. But something happened to her on Sunday that has never happened before. She was told she had to throw her Make America Great Again hat in the trash, or else she and her husband couldn't enter the stadium.
And I hear somebody yell, you can't bring that hat in here. And I thought she was joking, and I kind of went, oh, ha, 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 you know, and kept walking toward the second checkpoint.
They're the words Susan Rosener heard as she was walking up the security checkpoints at State Farm Stadium. They were uttered by a security guard working for a third-party company. When she was asked why she could not wear a political hat to a public sporting event,
oh, man, it was the
she was told
black
it violated the
hat?
Stadium's policies.
She's like, no political hats or shirts. And I said, I haven't heard that at all. And I said, that doesn't make sense to me. And she goes, I said,
isn't this
take
America?
Your hat off. And I go,
I'm sorry, I thought it was America.
I'm not sure I want to do that.
After her husband posed a question,
if she takes it off, can we get in?
She opted to throw it away so that she could go to the game.
In retrospect, brutal. I wish I would have stood my ground a little bit, but I wasn't sure what the repercussions would be. And I was thinking my husband would kill me if I did something with the season tickets or jeopardize those somehow.
The Arizona Cardinals in State Farm Stadium have a list of prohibited items when attending Cardinals games. The two options closest to a ban on political attire would be, quote, clothing deemed obscene or indecent in a public setting, or any item deemed inappropriate or hazardous by stadium security. She pointed this out to a guest services representative and was told MAGA hats are prohibited.
Can you please tell me where this says I can't wear my hat? And I think she had heard the whole altercation before, and she's like, nope, nope. Can't wear it.
But as it turns out, they are not. The Arizona Cardinals issued a statement to 12 News saying a stadium security member misunderstood the policy on prohibited items. Their policy applies to signage, posters, flags, or displays that are political in nature. They're also working to reach out to Susan and apologize.
I am super freedom of speech. I could care less if someone had a Kamala hat or T-shirt on. I do feel
yeah,
like
they get booted.
Part of the problem was is this security woman definitely had a bias with my hat.
A woman.
And moving
okay,
forward,
so
the Arizona Cardinals.
Do you think if there was a Harris Walls hat that they would have gotten the boot or the ban? I doubt it. But that would never be a problem because nobody wears those hats. They don't exist even in public. I've never seen one. I think I've probably seen more elves or like gnomes or unicorns or even UFOs than I have a Harris Walls or Biden hat combined. So look, it sounds like at least the Cardinals want you to believe, the Arizona Cardinals, the football Cardinals want you to believe that it was a private security or these security guards themselves that made the decision that a Trump hat was banned, probably for their own political biases. But I think, you know, it'll be easy to find out. If you're in Arizona, I think that stadium is, I believe it's in Scottsdale, or you're an Arizona Cardinals football fan or season ticket holder and you're going to be going to a game, I wonder if they're at home this weekend. I don't know. I don't think they're at home this weekend. So maybe week four, I guess, would be the next Arizona Cardinals home game. Guys, let's find out the next Arizona Cardinals home game. So, hey, the next time the Arizona Cardinals are back at home, just go ahead. If you're in this audience, just wear your Trump hat. Let's see what happens. Or wear a Harris Walls hat if you want. Or a Biden hat or a Sanders hat. Anybody. But the Trump hat is what you want to do. I'd like to see the 22nd. So they do have a home game this weekend. Oh. The Cardinals have a home game this weekend against the Lions. Pretty big game. It's going to be a fun time. Why not wear your Trump hat? Maybe you're a Lions fan in town for the game. Maybe you want to wear your Trump hat and your Lions jersey. Yeah, let's go ahead and put that policy to the test, shall we? I think we shall. I think you should put on your Trump hat and head to the Cardinals game this weekend. Big game. Week three, Cardinals, Lions. It's Trump hat night at State Farm Stadium. I would guess most people in that stadium are probably Trump supporters anyway. I mean, I like to go to ball games and stuff here. We got like a minor league baseball team, hockey team. You got the Longhorns. I can't go to an event without seeing a Trump hat. Every time. The only place where you might not see a Trump hat is like the Austin FC games, but that's just like libtard central. I think it's time. Let's go ahead and test that policy this weekend. And then, next week, if you make it in, or maybe we'll open the phone lines and just see if there's any Cardinals fans going to that game. I suggest you wear your Trump hat. And maybe you can give us a report. Maybe we'll find out next week. I'd appreciate that. I really would appreciate that. We'll follow up. Can't wear a Trump hat. Man, oh man, can you imagine? Oh, you're not allowed to wear political attire. What happened to free speech? What happened to America? Can't wear a Trump hat. What a joke. What are these all like Trump Arizona Cardinals logos that people are making now? That's what they should do. Well, they should bring back the Redskins. By the way, all these Native Americans are filing petitions and lawsuits to bring the Redskins' name back. Or let's call them the Caucasians. Or the White Skins, or the Whites. Or the Crackers, I don't care. The Honkies, whatever you want. And put Trump as the logo. How about that? I bet you'd sell a lot more merchandise than the Commanders. Nobody wants a Commander shirt. Nice. The Caucasians. Oh my gosh. You don't think that merchandise will sell? That would be top selling overnight. All right, speaking of selling, we got sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I have to remind you, this is your daily reminder to take your vitamins. Take your vitamins. I was actually talking to a friend last night talking about trouble sleeping, and I said, well, have you tried a sleep aid? And so I recommend sleep aids. And here's the problem. If you go and you tell a doctor or something that you have trouble sleeping, they're going to give you a pharmaceutical pill. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just telling you from my experience with troubles that I've had sleeping, and people have different reasons for having trouble sleeping. I just like can't turn my brain off. And so unfortunately, because of that, I have to like put a TV on or turn the radio on just so I'm not just sitting there in silence in my head. I kind of have something to distract me. But you really want silence. You really want darkness. So we all deal with sleep problems. But good night's sleep guaranteed will help you get a good night's sleep. at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off right now. Good night's sleep. And so anytime somebody asks me, hey, what do you do if you have sleeping troubles? I always recommend a sleep aid, not a big pharmaceutical product, but a sleep aid with all natural ingredients known to help you sleep. That's Good Night's Sleep. InfoWarsStore.com. Part of the InfoWars MD line. 25% off all InfoWars MD products right now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, by the way, one of the top-selling, top-rated products, one of my favorite products. Tastes great and is good for you. One scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion has more than 100% your daily value. Vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, and so much more. That's on sale, 40% off now. 40% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, if you are looking for a shirt or a hat, then you're going to want to go to AlexJonesStore.com. That's where all of the InfoWars apparel is located now, at AlexJonesStore.com. By the way, right now, we're running a special. When you purchase apparel at AlexJonesStore.com, you're entered to win this fantastical, ridiculous truck that is just over-the-top awesome. With every purchase, you get entered into that raffle. So that's all happening at the AlexJonesStore.com. Okay. First hour in the books. What we're going to do here is, in this break, play for you Matt Gaetz. By the way, you notice that we really like take no breaks anymore. That's how serious we are in this election cycle. We're just like canceling all breaks now. We take like one break an hour. So we are just all about the information here and just getting as much of it out as possible. No one else in the media does this. All right. So coming up, Matt Gaetz grills the executive associate director of Homeland Security about why the second would-be assassin of Donald Trump, Ryan Ruth, was even able to get in the country and be ignored by the government. He was already on the list. Why wasn't this flagged? Why wasn't it an issue? So Matt Gaetz grilling that director, that's coming up next.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at theAlexJonesStore.com, fund the operations, we fight the tyrants at point-blank range, and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.